913-5961.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here. And attention, Browns backers, check out the completely redesigned Browns backers portal and take your experience as a Browns fan to a whole new level with exclusive access, giveaways, and more. Register now for free at fans.clevelandbrowns.com. We told you we'd give you Mike Pettine's press conference in all of its glory. And here is the head coach of the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, Ben looked good today. Just went through some individual work. He'll get some team reps as the week goes on. As I've said at all positions, when you have depth, that's a good problem. It's a long season, and we're looking forward to getting him back. He was playing at a high level before he got hurt. But it's, you know, we want to be committed to running the football, and when you have that mentality, you can't have enough good backs. So
since you have the depth, would there be more of an inclination to rest the state after week since you have decent options?
We'll make that decision at the end of the week. If he's ready to go, there's no sense resting him. He told us last week that if we had a game this past week, if we had a game yesterday, that he would have been maybe, you know, would have been possible that he could have gone. So that just leads us to believe that it should be an issue this week. But we still need to get him a full week of practice and see how the knee responds to it.
Mike, with the two rookies, the two rookie backs only have like five catches between them. Is that a function of them being rookies, or is that the system that you don't throw much to the backs?
Well, I think it's the system, but I think Ben was ahead of them just from his experience in a similar system, and just being a veteran back, knowing. Sometimes rookies get too paranoid about protection. They stay in a little bit longer than they need to. So we would like the running backs to be more a part of the pass game, but sometimes it's just a function of what's available.
Will he start to be healthy?
Yes.
Can you announce any other any lineup changes you might make? Oh.
Other than Tate?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Still have the same long snapper?
Yeah. Yeah, I can't think of any other changes that come to mind.
Mike, what was the rationale or the thinking of how you ended up doling out the days off? In other words, you always hear you guys are such creatures of habit. Was there a thought of maybe making Sunday the last day and having your normal week, or how did that process work?
No, we wanted to make sure that there wasn't too much time at either end. So we didn't want to give them too much time off before. The league just has the rule of it's got to be four consecutive days, including the weekend. You can work at whoever you want. But it's nice to be able to allow the coaches to game plan, to get an extra day of game planning, and then for us to get an extra day of practice for the next opponent. If we had just gone with a normal week, it would have been difficult to do that. So we felt that we kind of hit it in the middle. Best of both worlds, and we'll see how this week goes and how we play, and we'll discuss it after the game whether we want to make any changes. I mean, we get together every week and do a, we call it an after action report, where we talk about what just happened, and because the bye week would be included in that, we would just give our thoughts on how we would do it since it was our first time doing it.
So would there be a chance that you might decide to go to this pattern where you would give them Monday off?
We could, but that's I haven't been a part of a bye this early either, so we wanted to make sure that we maximize it. If this had been late in the year, I could have seen giving them some extra time off.
Just to clarify, is everybody here and accounted for after the bye?
Yes.
Mike, this is more of a thing, I think, for fans and media, but people are kind of looking ahead in your schedule and saying this could be a favorable stretch because of the records of other teams. Is that a dangerous thing for anybody to do?
It is, and that's, I addressed it in the team meeting, that it is for fans and media only. That it is hard to win in this league, especially on the road. And I asked our guys, when was the last time the Browns won a game on the road? So we can't think about our schedule or look at our next opponent beyond Tennessee. I mean, that's just not how we operate. And I think it is a dangerous thing. Hey, I talked about being confident at 1-2, but I mean, it is so hard to win in this league, and it's so much of it comes down. There's such parity talent-wise that your mindset, to me, is equally important or more important than how you are physically. So the teams that take care of themselves off the field, that are fresh, and that are right mentally, are to me, are the ones that win on a consistent level. So you just look at the league this past weekend. You don't have to look any further than Tampa Bay against Pittsburgh. I mean, everybody had written that game off for Tampa, that they had no chance. Or you look at everybody had written off the Giants and look what they did. That this is you are in the moment. What have you done lately? Whatever cliche you want to use, we can't afford to look ahead. I mean, we got to learn how to win on the road.
Did anyone have the answer right off the bat?
It took a little bit. I think Hoyer got it right.
Were you aware of the next five games, though? Is that why you addressed it?
Well, I was aware. My dad does a good job of reminding me of things like this. He gets the pulse of what's out there, and will summarize it for me. And just he's as old school as he is. I mean, but there's a reason that, you know, one game at a time and any given sense, there's a reason those become cliches, because it's so true. You just can't afford to look ahead. I don't think anybody. Just look at the league this year. There's no one dominant team. You got a handful of undefeateds left, but you just look at the parity, and I think that the NFL has exactly what they want. But you better be prepared to play week in and week out, and you just can't afford to look ahead.
Mike, how confident are you that you've made the adjustments to make the run defense better?
We're confident. We looked at it and went through it, and like I said, it wasn't any one magical thing. It wasn't a call. It wasn't a particular player. It wasn't a particular technique. It was a lot of little things, and I challenged the players as they left and kind of got on their own to make sure they take their own personal inventory. What am I doing well? What I'm not doing well? And we did the same thing with the coaching staff, and challenged the guys that they want to show up every day, and not just put in a day, put in a day with a purpose. You know, there's a reason that we painted that phrase on the wall. What have I done today to make the Cleveland Browns a better football team? And that's important, and that's something that our guys, as they're walking out of the building, need to ask themselves. Because if you just come in and just go through the motions, you're not getting yourself better, which obviously you're not making the team better. That'll be dependent on how we practice, how the week of practice goes. That's what competition allows us to do. That those guys know they need to. Whether it's Crow, whether it's Terrence, whether it's even Glenn, those reps will be determined. And even Ben, those reps will be determined by how they practice.
Who's been cleaner in their execution between the two rookies who have been playing?
It's close. I don't know if that's somewhere I could say there's a clear-cut guy that's been cleaner. Wes probably has played more, a little bit more than Crow has, but that's probably too close to call.
How bad? When Wilbert was talking out here recently, he said that there's stuff you don't see that you guys notice, that it's rookie stuff. What kind of stuff do they need to clean up?
To me, it's just a lot of it's graduate-level details. It's where's the Mike linebacker on a certain run? Is he kind of pushed over? That helps you determine the coverage. Where's the safety dropping down? Just a lot of stuff that they can pick up from film study, and then it's their own mechanics. It's their footwork has to be clean, especially on certain runs where they involve timing with the quarterback. So it falls back to every position that they all have their own inventory of minute details that they need to get checked off the list.
And Mike, did your dad let you take a break last week?
Yeah, he did.
Was it refreshing, though, to kind of be away for a day or two just to kind of recharge a little bit? Or?
It absolutely was. I mean, I made the mistake early as a coach where we got the bye week, and that was, oh, good, I get a chance. That's now I get to work and nobody else bothers me. And I think you need to take the break. I know it was early, and I took some work with me, but I got a chance to go watch a little college lacrosse. So
Mike, when you have that after action, the after action meetings, is that as a full staff or is that by office?
We have the staffs build their own. So the staffs complete, there's a form they fill out. What did we do well? What did we not do well? What are some things looking forward, looking back, summarize it, and then we meet as coordinators along with Ray and discuss it.
Do you have today the FCC came out and struck down blackouts, so they can't, you know, the NFL can't necessarily black out anymore. Do you have any stories? I think your dad seems like somebody that would have traveled somewhere to watch a game or had.
I know he has. I know he crossed over to watch the Jets. I know he crossed over the Delaware River in New Jersey to watch the Jets play. But yeah, I know that's been. I've heard some fan horror stories of road trips they've had to make in order to see the team.
Did Desmond Bryant come back with something, or was he?
Yeah, he's a little bit nicked up. We're not sure whether he'll be available tomorrow or not.
You were on Green for several years there. What's his running style? Does it help you if you know that running style?
Yeah, he runs hard. I mean, it's style's pretty obvious. I mean, he's not necessarily a make you miss kind of guy. He runs low to the ground, powerful. He knows how to finish a run. It's rare that he loses yardage.
Does that help you at all to know the tendency?
Not really, because he's. I think it's pretty clear on the tape. There's nothing. You know, what you see is what you get with Sean.
Two more. No more.
Three-part question. Where do you expect Hoyer to take what he's done already going into the Tennessee game? What are we going to see out of Hoyer?
It's nothing different. I mean, go out and execute a plan. I mean, there is just we're looking for all of our players to take the next step. They're still in a battle against their grade sheet. If they had a previous minus, that turns into a plus. That we don't look at it that way. That he needs to do anything different other than whatever that play calls for is for him to get a plus on it.
Did the Seawolves win?
It was a play day, so there was like 20 schools there. They played, so it was 0-0 on the scoreboards, but they were 4-1 for the record.
There you go. I need to keep track.
Belated happy birthday. I didn't realize until listening to
Yeah, that's poor reporting by everybody here. You missed my birthday.
It's
not
used to be in the media guy. You don't get that.
That was the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, addressing the media for the first time since returning from the bye week and also celebrating his birthday last Thursday there, Matt.
Yes, he was. It was great to hear him. It sounds like he's in a great mood, but also, too, you could see throughout his press conference, he was very straightforward with the media about certain questions and certain players. But also, too, you can tell, and that's the happy medium that he seems to have created here, is the fact that he got away. He enjoyed his family and went to an event. You know, he talked about a lacrosse game. But also, too, it's he made a point to say, but I brought my business with me. And as we've heard all season, it's when Coach Mike Pettine speaks, the locker room follows his lead in what they say, too. Let's just hope that those guys brought a little bit of their business with them as well.
I'm sure that they did. One guy who certainly has brought his business with them and is excited to be back on the field, Ben Tate, the running back of the Cleveland Browns. Big story of the day. We will hear from him when we kick off our second hour here on ESPN 850 WKNR.